Psalm 148, we'll be reading the entire psalm. I ask that you rise for the reading of God's word as you are able. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Thus far, the reading of God's word. You may be seated. I'm sure that you have seen a beautiful sunset or two. Perhaps you've even seen a beautiful sunrise, the sun peeking over the horizon, the beautiful colors that the Lord paints across the sky, orange and red and purple and blue. And I'm sure that many of you have also had opportunity to take in spectacular vistas. Perhaps you've been able to go to some state park somewhere, and I always think of a park like Yosemite State Park, Yosemite National Park, standing on the top of some of those cliffs and looking down and just seeing the beautiful valley laid out before you. I know you've seen beautiful flowers. Perhaps flowers along the side of the road or in your garden. Almost every day or every Lord's Day in the summer, we have these beautiful flowers being brought from the garden of one of the members here. Just spectacular to see the beauty of those flowers. Maybe you've seen that eclipse that just passed by not that long ago. What a beautiful sight that was to experience the sun or the moon passing in front of the sun. Maybe you've sat along the seashore and you've heard the roar, that steady roar of the surf as it comes crashing upon the shore. When you think of all of these things, and I'm sure you can picture many other beautiful sights that you have seen. What is your response to it? And then I ask you another question. What do all of these and many more have in common with one another? If you said that each one by its very existence, in fact, everything that is in the world, in this cosmos, declares the glory of God, and everything is an instrument of a praise to God, then you would be correct. You see, this is what our psalmist sees in our text today. And this is what he commands and exhorts his people to do. In fact, he commands and exhorts his entire creation to praise the Lord. He commands everyone, everything, everywhere to praise the Lord. We are looking at these last five psalms of the book of Psalms. They're known as the Hallelujah Psalms because each and every one of these psalms from 146 to 150 begins and ends with that word Hallelujah, which means praise the Lord. The book of Psalms is a collection of poems written by eight different authors, of whom the King David was the primary author. And each of the books, or this book of Psalms, is divided into five smaller books. And of course, Psalm 146 through Psalm 150 are the last of these particular psalms. The book of Psalms really, if you think about it, is a picture about the life of a man. It begins in Psalm 1 with how blessed is that man who meditates on the law of God. And as you work your way through the Psalms, you find that all of the experiences that you would face, that you have experienced, and many more, are there recorded for us in the book of Psalms. But the book of Psalms inexorably moves towards that last psalm. It inexorably moves toward those last five psalms, those hallelujah psalms, those praise the Lord psalms. For indeed, brothers and sisters, our whole life ought to be moving in that direction to praise the Lord. And as we think about this time of year and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we think about all of the, we hear this word so often, celebration, all the celebration that takes place. And so many people are celebrating, but they have no idea what they're really celebrating about. As Christians, we have every reason to celebrate, to praise the Lord, because He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was born of a virgin, born in and laid in a manger, because there was no room for Him in the inn. What can we do but praise the Lord? You saw last time as we looked at Psalm 147 that you are to praise God who rules over men and creation by His word. And I want to show you by God's grace today that you are to praise the Lord, everyone and everything, everywhere. Praise the Lord, everyone, everything, and everywhere. You'll see that you are to praise God from the heavens. You are to praise God from the earth, and you're to praise God who is nearby. First of all, praise God from the heavens. Psalm 148 begins, praise the Lord. And we have to ask that question once again and remind you, what does it mean to praise the Lord? To praise the Lord means that you give Him honor, that you ascribe to Him worth and glory, that you worship Him. You know, our term worship comes from that word to ascribe worth to God, for He is worthy to have His praises sung. To praise the Lord means that you are to speak of His kindness, to speak of His faithfulness, of His gentleness, of His justice, of His mercy. To praise the Lord means that you are to thank Him for His love and for His care and for His provision for you. To praise the Lord means that you glory and delight in His character and in His being. To praise the Lord means you desire to be with Him and to honor Him in everything that you do and everything that you say. And the psalmist begins, praise the Lord. And where are you to praise the Lord from? Notice what he says, praise the Lord. Where? From the heavens. And in these first few verses, you will see everything that's written there is something that is in the heavens. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars. Praise Him, you heaven of heavens and you waters above the heavens. Where are you to praise the Lord? From the heavens. Where does the praise of God come from? From the heavens. It comes from the heights. And when you think of the heights, you think of the pictures perhaps that you've seen of those who have scaled heights like Mount Everest, and you see that grand vista, or maybe some other mountain that you've been able to be on the top of, and you look around, and you just see the glory of the creation that God has made. And what can you do but praise the Lord and thank Him for what He has done? You are to praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord from the heights. In the scriptures, when it talks about that word heaven, there are three heavens that are often referred to. Now, we're not talking about the Mormon type of heaven where you've got a celestial, terrestrial, and something other heaven, and if depending on how good you are, you're going to go there. We're not talking about those kinds of heaven. When the scripture speaks about heaven, it speaks about the heavens in three ways or in three realms. First of all, it speaks about heaven in terms of the spiritual realm. Heaven being the place where God is, the place where God dwells. The second way that the word heaven is used is to describe the universe, the stars and the moon, that vast expanse beyond the atmosphere of our world. And the third way that the heavens are used in the scriptures is to describe the skies, the birds flying through the heavens, the clouds in the heavens. And the Lord says that the creation, the heavens, declare his glory. And he says, praise him, all his angels. Where are his angels? His angels are in the spiritual realm. They are the ones who are even now in the presence of God proclaiming his glory, singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, as the Apostle John tells us in Revelation, where the angels are declaring God's goodness, God's faithfulness, God's love and compassion, God's justice, and God's righteousness. The angels are those angelic beings. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. He addresses the angels as individuals, but he addresses the angels as a body as well, so that all the angels are to declare God's goodness. They are to glory in him, to give him honor, speak of his love, and thank him for his care and for his provision. And think about it. The psalmist is commanding the angels to praise the Lord. Yeah, the angels, they are praising the Lord. But think about it. Those who know the Lord Jesus, those who love God, you will be able to praise God together with the angels. Those who are perfect, those who have not sinned, you will be able to be united with the angels in everlasting praise. Praise the Lord, you angels. Praise the Lord, his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of the light. Now he turns to the universe, to those bodies, those great bodies that God has placed in the expanse, the sun and the moon and the stars. And the psalmist says, praise the Lord, you celestial bodies. And remember, when God created the world, when he created the sun and moon and stars, what did he say about the sun and the moon and stars? He said that the sun is to rule the day and the moon is to rule the night. They are to declare the glory and the praise of God. And every morning when the sun rises, God's glory is declared. And when the moon comes up, God's glory is declared. When you see it at night and you see the stars sprinkled through the heavens, God's glory is declared. And the psalmist says, even these heavenly bodies praise the Lord. By their very existence, they declare God's praise. God created the stars to beautify the night. God created the sun to give you light to see, to produce the plants, to give them the energy and the nourishment that they need in order that those beautiful vistas that you can see from the heights are there so that you would declare, that you would spontaneously shout, praise the Lord. Praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his kindness. Praise him for his creation, for what he has done. Everything will praise the Lord. And then he says, praise him, you heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Now he moves to the atmosphere. He moves to the clouds that are moving about, floating about in the skies that caused the rain to fall upon the earth. And we had that beautiful rain shower last night, watering the earth once again. Even that rain, even those clouds declare the praise of God. And the psalmist says, praise the Lord. Praise him, all you heavens. Praise him all above. And he says, let them praise the name of the Lord. This is a command, once again. Let them praise the name of the Lord. You know that a name, especially in the scriptures, reflected the character of a person. You know, a person that has a good reputation, we often would say, they have a good name. And the psalmist says that that the heavens, the angels, the hosts, the sun, moon, and stars, that the waters in the heavens above, they are all to praise the name of the Lord. They give you a glimpse, as it were, into the character of God. The name of the Lord refers to God's character, to God's being. It refers to who God is, period. Who he is in his being. The scripture describes him as wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. The Bible describes God who cares for his people, who has compassion on his people, but who also judges unbelief. The Bible describes God as one who is powerful, who demonstrates his power. Think of the Exodus. Think of the 10 plagues. Think of the crossing of the people of Israel into the land of Canaan over the Jordan River. Think of the manna that God gave to his people, the bread of heaven. All of these are descriptive of God's name. The name of God represents the mighty, powerful being who is just, who hates sin, who punishes the sinner, but who forgives the repentant and loves them and demonstrates that love in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, there are many people in this world, there are many people even in our own community who hate God. They hate this God for who he is. They hate God for what he stands for, because he stands for everything that they are not. People hate God for his commands and his laws forbid them to give themselves fully to the lusts and the pleasures of the flesh that they so badly desire in this world. You see, they hate the name of the Lord. But the psalmist says that the creation declares the praise of the Lord. That these inanimate objects are declaring God's goodness, God's power, God's mercy in this world. And why are they commanded to praise the Lord? For he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He made a decree that shall not pass away. Why do the sun, moon, stars declare the praise of God? Why do the angels declare the praise of God? Why does the clouds in the heavens, in our atmosphere, in the sky, praise the Lord? Because God made them. God made them. And brothers and sisters, I've said it before and I'll say it again. What you believe about creation is important. It is not indifferent. The reason we praise the Lord, the reason the sun, moon, and stars praise the Lord is because God made them. God created them. Think about it. If you make something, then it belongs to you, right? It's at your disposal. You can do with it whatever you will. We've got a number of objects that our children have made over the years. Beautiful objects, objects that they hold dear and they hold precious. And if they want to take that object and throw it away, well, it's theirs. They can do it because it belongs to them. But think about this world. Think about you. Think about everything that's here. You wouldn't be here if God had not made you. You are like that object that belongs to our children in that sense. And God can do with that object what he will. And because that object is a reflection of the character and the nature of God, it brings him glory. If you've had children, or maybe you yourself and your brothers and sisters would draw a picture, would your pictures be exactly the same? No, your pictures would be different. Why? Because your pictures reflect who you are. and what you have done, what you have drawn, what you have made, and so on. The world reflects who God is. And for that very reason, the heavens are to praise God. They are to declare His goodness and His glory and His majesty because He has created them. But God also had established them forever and ever. He made a decree that shall not end. God gave these things purpose. He gives everything that He has created meaning. And everything is moving toward the end that He has purposed from the beginning. God has made a decree. Refers to His eternal purposes, the secret counsels of His will. We don't always understand those secret counsels. We don't always understand why is it that we are afflicted with cancer or with other diseases or the weaknesses of the body. But God knows. And God is moving everything toward His predetermined end. And that end is for the glory of God and for the good of His people, even if it doesn't seem like it is today. And what does the psalmist say? Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord, everyone, everywhere, and everything. You are to praise God from the earth. Notice what he says. Praise God from the earth. Now we're looking at the planet on which we're standing. You great sea creatures in all depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds fulfilling his will, mountains and hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. The Lord commands everything on the face of the earth to praise the Lord. Where are you to praise the Lord? From the earth, everywhere, from the heavens, from the earth. And who is to praise the Lord? Everything. He says here, you great sea creatures and all the depths. Did you know that the sea is one of those last great frontiers that is not very well known by men? I did a little digging just to get some idea. There are in the seas 328 million cubic miles of seawater. Approximately 71% of the Earth's surface is covered by it. By volume, the ocean makes up 99% of living space. Think about that. 99% of living space. Of course, that's for the fish and the things of the deep. 97% of the water is in the oceans. 2% of the Earth's water is in the ice caps and glaciers. 0.3% is in the atmospheres. All the seas, lakes, and channels on the land combined makes up only 0.02% of the water. At sea level, there is 14.6 pounds per square inch on every square inch of your body, 14.6 pounds of pressure being placed upon you. At a depth of 16,000 feet, that pressure is 500 times greater than it is at sea level. The sea is a vast expanse. And the psalmist says, praise the Lord, you great sea creatures and all depths, whales, sharks, squid, octopi. You know, this is a part for the whole, a synecdoche, as it's called. They represent everything that is in these vast oceans. They are called to praise the Lord. All the depths, the creatures at the very bottom of the ocean, the deepest part of the ocean is 36,000 feet deep. And they are creatures living at the bottom of the ocean, praising the Lord. The coral fish, the coral, the puffer fish, the piranha, any fish you can think of, the Mickey Mouse platy, all of them are to praise the Lord and are praising the Lord. And that's what the psalmist says, you great sea creatures. He says, you fire and hail. He turns to the elements now. Fire, hail, snow, and cloud. That word that's translated in the New King James is cloud in the original language has the idea of fire. And so you have here that image of fire, hail, snow, smoke. There's this relationship. Sometimes that word translated as clouds can be used to refer to the clouds. You know, when it's foggy, you can't see through the clouds very well. If you're flying through with an airplane and you come through the clouds, you need instruments because you can't see where you're going. The Lord says that the fire, hail, snow, smoke, clouds declare the praise of God. You've heard of those fires in California, and I've seen some pictures of them. The devastation that's caused by those fires, and yet there's a beauty in those fires, isn't there? When you see this hills lit up, that fire, as destructive as it is, declares the praise of God. You know, when you sit around a campfire and you stare at the fire, you see the flames licking this way and that way, and you see the different colors and hues of the flames. They're all singing the praise of God, declaring that God is good. And the hail that falls, you know, I've heard of, I have never seen, but maybe you have, this hail that comes in like grapefruit-size hail. Can you imagine that hail just hanging up in the clouds and then coming down? It declares the praise of the Lord. And then the snow that falls and drapes itself upon the fence, on the fences and upon the trees, and it covers the landscape with the beauty of God, declares the praise of God. Who praises the Lord? Everything. He says the stormy wind. Think of the tornadoes and the hurricanes and the wind that whips around the corner in the winter and that howling that you hear. It's declaring God's praise. And the mountains and all hills and the fruitful trees that grow on the mountains and on the hills and all cedars, they declare the praise of the Lord. There is nothing in this world that does not declare the praise of the Lord. And the psalmist says, praise the Lord. Declare His goodness. The creatures of the earth declare the praise of God. The beasts, the cattle, the creeping things, the flying fowl. Once again, everything declares praise the Lord. And the psalmist is seeking to stir you up to declare God's goodness back to himself, to declare God's goodness to one another. For you see, the stormy wind fulfills the word of God. It does what he has sent it forth to do. There is no quarreling with the beasts. There is no quarreling with the mountains. There is no quarreling with the sun, the moon, and the stars. There's no quarreling with the fruit trees and the cedars. There's no quarreling with the fire, the hail, the snow, the smoke. All of them, by God's word, declare His glory. They declare His praises. And what are they doing? Fulfilling His word. But notice that the psalmist comes to that final exhortation, as it were. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges on the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Who praises the Lord? Everyone. Every man, all kings, those in authority, those who are in positions of power, those who rule over us. Yes, our president and our senators and our congressmen are called to praise the Lord. All the leaders, all the peoples, those who follow, those who are the ones who are led, those who are the subjects, those who are under authority, as well as those who are over authority, are to praise the Lord. The young and the old, the young men and the maidens, the old men and the children, everyone is commanded to praise the Lord. And brothers and sisters, this is not an option. This is a duty. This is a duty of all men to praise the Lord. No one is exempt. Everywhere, everyone, everything must praise the Lord. And even those who do not know and believe in God, it is your duty to praise the Lord. Simply because you say, "Man, I don't believe God exists," doesn't mean that you have an excuse not to praise God. For God made you. God created you to praise Him, to glory in Him. That means every single one of you sitting here today is called to praise the Lord right here, right now. Praise the Lord, everyone and everything, everywhere. You're to praise God from heaven. You're to praise God from the earth. Praise God also from nearby. Notice what the psalmist says. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. I've already told you that the name reflects the character of the one who holds that name. And that the name of the Lord reflects His being, His wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. The psalmist says, let them praise the name of the Lord. Are you praising the name of the Lord? Are you praising God for who He is, in spite of what situation you find yourself facing? You are to praise the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. There is no other name. There is no other being. There is no other God in heaven or on earth that is worthy of being exalted, of being lifted up. For it is God's name alone who is to be praised. God is wholly other. That is, He is not like you and me. He is not like His creation. There is that creature-creator distinction. God is wholly other. But God is also wholly other. That is, He is separate, set apart in perfection, in glory, in righteousness. And when you look at your own heart, and when you look at your own life, you begin to realize just how glorious God really is. You see, there is no other name given among men by which we must be saved, Paul tells the Philippians. For it is at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus every tongue shall confess that He is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord, the psalmist says, for He has exalted the horn of His people. The horn has that idea of strength. It's a symbol of strength and that symbol of power. And God has exalted the horn of His people. That is, He has lifted it up. He has raised it on high above all other things. But what is that horn? That horn of power that belongs to the people of God? Brothers and sisters, it is the praises of God's people. When you declare the praises of God, that is your strength. That is your power. That is where you find hope and you find comfort. He has exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, of the children of Israel, of all those whom He has called to Himself. You see, God takes our imperfect praises and makes them a chorus of delight in His ears. He does that through the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus, who is even making intercession now. And you see, God delights in His people, for they are a people near to Him. You see, God's people are not far off. God is not a God away out there somewhere, like that one song, you know. God is a watching from a distance. No, God isn't watching from a distance. God is right here, right now, with His people, with you, that you might declare His praise and His glory. And so the psalm ends once again, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone, everywhere, and everything. You see, all the elements of creation glorify God. But what about men? You see, the pinnacle, as it were, of God's creation refuses to praise Him. Many talk about God, but do not walk with God. Many seek glory for themselves, but do not acknowledge the glory of God. This is the world in which we live. And so this call from the psalmist to praise the Lord is an appropriate psalm. For you also know the struggle in your own heart that you have with sin. I know the struggle I have in my own heart with sin. And I know my shortcomings, and you know your shortcomings. You know how far short you have fallen from the glory of God. And the psalmist says, praise the Lord. For when you praise the Lord, then you can fight against your sin. When you praise the Lord, then God will receive that which is His rightly, properly, and truly. The psalmist says that the objects praise the Lord. The sun, the moon, and the stars, all the creatures praise the Lord, while men heap scorn upon God. And so it's appropriate to praise the Lord, to be commanded to praise the Lord once again, to be reminded that this is your duty. This is what God has called you to do. Whether you feel like it or not, whether you want to or not, praise the Lord. You must praise the Lord everywhere, in everything, always, and no one is exempt from this. But think about this, brothers and sisters. Though we sing here, and when we sing our hymns of praise to God, when we sing the Psalms, we're praising the Lord. And though we do so in imperfection, one day we will be able to sing God's glory perfectly, wonderfully, on pitch, on tune, in harmony, one with another. What a glorious day that will be. But we begin here and now. We begin in this moment. Because God is your glory. God is your strength. And when God has left you, or though you think God has left you, though you might feel like He has left you, God doesn't go by your feelings, but by His word and by His promises. And He has promised to strengthen you. He has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God goes with you in your difficulties. And for that reason alone, you are to praise the Lord. But why do we praise the Lord? We praise the Lord for the Lord has a people near to Him. I love that line here in this psalm. The praise of all His saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to Him. How is God near to us? How is God near to you? God is near to you in the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For you know, at Christmas time we celebrate, as was mentioned earlier, we celebrate Christ's birth. That is, we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. We praise the Lord because God sent His only Son into the world in order that He might reconcile us to Himself, in order that He might reconcile you to Himself, in order that He might take your sins, the stain of your sin, and place it on His Son. So that Christ, the eternal Son of God, was on this earth. He's not a myth. He's not a figment of somebody's imagination. But He is Emmanuel, God with us, God who is near. And that's the reason we celebrate Christmas at this time of year. That's the reason we celebrate this little baby who was laid in a manger, born of the Virgin. That's why the angels came on that night and said, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth among men. And that's why you are called to worship, to praise God today. What will you do? What will you do today? What will you do tomorrow? Will you praise the Lord? Will you join with everyone, everywhere, and everything in praising our God?